तथा यशोदा रोहिण्या एकं शकतम् आस्तिते रेजतु कृष्ण रामाभ्याम् तत् कथा श्रवन्नोतु सुके तथा यशोदा रोहिण्या एकं शकतम् आस्थिते रेजतु कृष्ण रामाभ्याम् तत् कथा श्रवणोत्सुके तथा यशोदा रोहिण्या एकं शकतम् आस्थिते रेजतु कृष्ण रामाभ्याम् तत् कथा श्रवणोत्सुके एकं शकटमास्तिते रेजतु कृष्ण रामाभ्याम् तत्कथा श्रवणोत्सुके तथा यशोदा रोहिण्या एकं शतकमास्तिके रेजतु कृष्ण रामाभ्याम् तत्कथा श्रवणोत्सुके तथा यशोदा रोहिण्या एकं शकटमास्थिते रेजतु कृष्ण रामाभ्याम् तत्कथा श्रवणोत्सुके तथा यशोदा रोहिण्या एकं शकतम् आस्थिते तु कृष्णरामाभ्याम् तत्कथा श्रवणोत्सुके माताजी तथा as well as Yashoda Rohinyau, both Mother Yashoda and Mother Rohini, Ekam Shakatam, on one bullock cart, Astite, seated, Rejatu, very beautiful, Krishna Ramabhyam, Krishna and Balram, along with their mothers. Tat Katha, of the pastimes of Krishna and Balram. Shravana Utsuke, being situated in hearing with great transcendental pleasure. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Thus, hearing about the pastimes of Krishna and Balram with great pleasure, Mother Yashoda and Rohini Devi, so as not to be separated from Krishna and Balram for even a moment, got up with them on one bullock cart. In this situation, they all looked very beautiful. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. It appears that Mother Yashoda and Rohini could not be separated from Krishna and Balram even for a moment. They used to pass their time either by taking care of Krishna and Balram or by chanting about their pastimes. Thus, Mother Yashoda and Rohini looked very beautiful. Om Agyan Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshun Militam Yena Tasmay Shri Gurave Nama Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Itinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. So we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 11, Verse number 33 and 34. Translation. The cowherd women riding on the bullock carts were dressed very nicely with excellent garments, and their bodies, especially their breasts, were decorated with fresh kumkuma powder. As they rode, they began to chant with great pleasure the pastimes of Krishna. Thus, hearing about the pastimes of Krishna and Balram with great pleasure, Mother Yashoda and Rohini Devi, so as not to be separated from Krishna and Balram for even a moment, got up with them on one bullock cart. In this situation, they all looked very beautiful. Hare Krishna. So, after Damodar Leela, Upananda, the elder brother of Nanda Maharaj, he came up with the proposal to protect Krishna and Balram by shifting them to Vrindavan. In Gokul, there is danger. Putana came to kill Krishna. Shaktasur came to kill Krishna. Trinavrata came. He kidnapped Krishna. And now two trees fell down. So that's a big danger here. Krishna is auspicious. It's not because of Krishna there is danger. It's because of the place. That was Upananda's argument. So we should shift to Vrindavan and protect Krishna, Balram and other children there. There will be no danger there. So Nanda Maharaj and other brothers and villagers, senior Bajwasis and cowherd men and all other citizens, they all immediately agreed to next day morning shift the whole village from Gokul to Vrindavan. See, in one meeting they agreed to do this. We have meetings and resolutions, but nothing happens. Even forget changing the house, changing the residence. Even to change a curtain in the house takes lots of meetings and lots of shopping to match the color. But here they agreed to change their address. They agreed the whole village shifts from one location to another location for Krishna's protection. That is their love for Krishna. So when we love Krishna, we should be ready to undergo a change, to make some changes in our habits, in our behavior, in our lifestyle, in the way we respond to various situations in life. We should be ready for a change. Generally, we don't like change. We like everything constant. If now I say all the people on my right side come on the left side, and all the people on the left side come on the right side, will you like it? No. Why change? We don't like change. But for Krishna, if we change, then Krishna is pleased. The Brajavasis are ready to change the whole village address. That's their love for Krishna. So whatever we are doing, if we want to grow further, we have to make a change. If right now I die, right now, is my consciousness enough qualified that I go back home, back to Godhead? Can with this present consciousness I stay in Golok Vrindavan? Allowed? No. That means some change is required. When? Before death or after death? Before death. And when will death come? We don't know. That means it's urgent business to make a change, to increase our purity. So a change is very important. We should not be attached to our usual personality or usual behavior. If there's a change needed to enhance our spiritual life, we should do that. It is good we have changed our dress from pant shirt to dhoti kurta, and also our address from house to temple. But that doesn't end. Something more is required. Only by change of dress and address one doesn't become a sadhu. One doesn't become sadhu by changing dress or changing address. There are many whose dress is saffron, and there are many whose address is Vrindavan or some institution, ISKCON or Gaudiya Math or something like that. But that's not sufficient to be claiming ourselves as sadhus. There's a change required in the heart, transformation of heart, wherein more good qualities develop. We become honest, we become truthful, we become simple, we become humble, become compassionate, become tolerant, become forgiving, become austere, become clean, become self-controlled, become wise. All these qualities are required. Do today people know even the list of these qualities? Forget having them. First you need to have a list, checklist. Then you can have these qualities. So today people don't even know these qualities. So we need to develop these qualities. Then we are eligible for Krishna's mercy. So whatever we are doing daily, sadhana, we have to continue. At the same time we have to look at what changes I can do. Can I stand in Charanamrita queue and allow somebody else to take before me? Can I stand in Prasadam queue and allow somebody else to take before me? Can I voluntarily serve somebody? These changes we have to do in our own self. Can I help somebody without asking? Can I fulfill somebody's needs, some devotee's needs, without asking? As we make changes in our behavior, our heart changes. And Krishna is pleased with these changes, which we will see, it's coming in the verse. So the whole village of Gokul, the Bajavasis, next day morning, they loaded all their household paraphernalia in bullock carts. Somebody managed in one bullock cart, somebody managed in big bullock cart, somebody needed 10 bullock carts, all utensils and furnitures and clothes and grains and grass and what not they had, everything they loaded in their bullock carts. And they all made a big procession, beginning with cows. Lakhs of cows were there in the front. Then surrounding the cows were cowherd men with lathis. Then there were lakhs of bullock carts, very beautifully decorated. Some small bullock carts, some big, some huge, like tents. The biggest bullock cart was Nanda Maharaj's bullock cart, the king's bullock cart, with a nice flag on the top and a canopy and nice cushions covered with colorful cloths. And Nanda Maharaj was sitting in that and directing all the procession. And the most beautiful bullock cart was the queen's, Yashoda Maiya's bullock cart, with very nice colorful canopies, inlaid with golden and jewels, and nice soft pillows inside. And Yashoda Maiya was sitting with Krishna on her lap. She was decorated with nice sari and wearing nice sari and beautiful ornaments, golden and pearls and diamonds. And she was smiling with Krishna on her lap. Now Rohini also had a bullock cart. Everybody in the family gets a bullock cart. But she didn't use her bullock cart. She sat in the same bullock cart as Yashoda Maiya with Balram on her lap. Why? Because Krishna and Balram don't want to go separate. Krishna and Balram has so much love. Balram has so much affection for Krishna that he always likes to be with Krishna. Sometimes Krishna goes to the forest of Vrindavan with his calves and friends, and Balram cannot go that day because mother gives some work in the house. That time Balram laments a lot, especially on Balram's appearance day, birthday. Mother Rohini says, "Today you don't go to play. You stay here. Brahmanas will be coming and you give charity to them." So Balram doesn't like to celebrate his birthday like this. He tells Krishna, "Oh Krishna, today I cannot come with you. I will miss our play. Mother has told me to stay back and celebrate my birthday." He doesn't like. On Krishna Balram's appearance day, if you do Abhishek of Balramji like they do where deities are there, without Krishna, he will not be happy. He will celebrate with Krishna. That's why Krishna Balram Abhishek is done together. When Rasbihari's birthday is there, Janmashtami, Radharani is also there in Abhishek, not alone. And when Radhashtami is there, Rasbihari is there. We don't bathe her alone or worship her alone. When Nityananda Trayodashi will come, we'll bathe Nityananda alone? No, Gauranga will be there. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Gaurapurnima will come, Nitai will be there. So Krishna Balram don't like to be separated. That's Balram's affection for Krishna. When Balram was born to Mother Rohini, everybody thought this is a very dull and dumb boy, because he would not laugh, he would not cry, he would not giggle, he will not get attracted to toys, he will not play, he will just sit at one place 24 hours, sleep there only, whatever you feed him, he will eat, if you don't feed, he will not eat. Balram was like that, very, very dull. But whenever he would go on Yashoda's lap, he would smile, he would laugh. Because Yashoda Maiya was pregnant and Krishna is in the womb of Yashoda Maiya. So Balram is close to Krishna now, so he would be happy. But otherwise he would be very dull. So everybody thought, we got a dull boy here. But night 12 o'clock on Janmashtami day, when Krishna appeared to Yashoda Maiya, Vasudeva exchanged the babies. Actually Krishna was already inside the womb of Yashoda Maiya. So when Krishna appeared night 12 o'clock, Yashoda Maiya was unconscious. She slept. She didn't know who took birth. And everybody in the house was sleeping. Nobody knew that a boy has been born to Yashoda. The first person to see Krishna was Balram. He woke up. Mother Rohini is still sleeping. And he woke up and slowly walked to Yashoda's room. And he saw, oh, Krishna. And he laughed, Hari bol, Hari bol, Hari bol. Now masti shuru. Krishna has come. Now we can do naughty activities. The boss has come. So then Balram was happy that Krishna has come. Same way Lord Nityanand, he travelled all over the holy places in India, but he never danced on the streets, he never sang on the streets, he never preached to anybody about Hare Krishna Mahamantra. But when he met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Navadvip, he went into ecstasy that now preaching shuru. Now singing, dancing, feasting and delivering fallen living entity shuru. We will do it now. Because without Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he can't start preaching to fallen people. Without Krishna, Balram cannot start naughty activities. It doesn't mean they are not capable. It doesn't mean Balram is not capable to steal makhan without Krishna. But this is their love for Krishna. Nityananda is very much capable to preach Hare Krishna Mahamantra. But he needs order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because Nityananda is giving away Chaitanya Mahaprabhu free to others. Krishna Prem free to others. But he needs permission to do that from the owner. So Balram has so much love for Krishna. He cannot stay separate. So Rohini and Yashoda, with Balram and Krishna on their laps, very beautiful, wearing beautiful clothes, garments and nice ornaments, and they sat on the bullock cart together. And they started talking about Krishna did this and Balram did this and no, Krishna like this and Balram like this. From far you will think they are quarreling. But actually they are sharing Krishna Balram's pastimes to each other, unknown pastimes to each other. You know, that day you were not there in the kitchen, this is what Balram did. You know, that day you were not there in the Goshala, this is what Krishna did. And Krishna Balram are hearing their own pastimes. Krishna very beautifully decorated with yellow dhoti and a peacock feather and a garland of flowers, very attractive. And Balram with blue dhoti and garland of flowers and very attractive, both smiling, very happy. And different gopis, they would again and again come towards this bullock cart for some excuse. But the actual purpose is they want to come and see Krishna Balram. And they want to tell some story to Yashoda and Rohini. This is what Krishna Balram did yesterday. So they would again and again come to the bullock cart for some excuse. Oh Yashoda, yesterday you gave me the rope, please take it back. Oh Yashoda, yesterday you gave me curd, thank you very much. That day you gave me recipe, I forgot. Can you give me again? I will note it down. That day you gave me this bowl, take it back. That day Krishna did like this, Balram did like this. Very enthusiastically they will come to narrate Krishna Balram pastimes. That's the life of a devotee. And then the procession started, gradually everybody started moving. And now in this bullock cart there is Rohini Mata, Balaram, Yashoda, Krishna, and they four are talking. There are two types of talks. One is Krishna Katha and one is Prajalpa, non-Krishna Katha. So whatever Yashoda and Rohini were talking, that was Krishna Katha, about Krishna. Whatever Krishna was talking, that was not Krishna Katha, by Krishna. What Krishna speaks for us is Krishna Katha. For us is Krishna Katha because Krishna is speaking. But from viewpoint of Krishna, it is not Krishna Katha because Krishna is not speaking about Krishna. You got it? You know, Krishna is not Krishna conscious. So he does prajalpa, what he speaks. But for us that is Krishna conscious. For us that is Krishna Katha. So as small children, Krishna played a role of a small child in a very nice way. So as soon as the procession starts, if you decorate a child nicely and take him outside the house, what is the first question child asks? Mother, where are we going? So Krishna asks Yashoda Maya, Maya, where are we going? So Yashoda Maya said, Krishna, we are going to Vrindavan. But the second question child asks, when will we come back home? So Krishna asks Maya, when we will come back home? Yashoda said, Krishna, we are taking our home with us. Everything was in the bullock cart, the clothes, the utensils, the furniture, the grains, the stock, the jewelry, everything was in the bullock cart, all household paraphernalia. But Krishna didn't understand this. For him, home means that one, door, window, wall, ceiling, steps, house. And for Yashoda, home means all this material and family. So Krishna was wondering, how can we take home with us? Home is fixed. So Krishna was shocked to hear this. Our house is going with us. How is that possible? So before Yashoda Maya could reply, our Balaram replied, Sir Krishna, you see that bullock cart with Baba? That has our house. Krishna saw that bullock cart. House is not there. Only utensils are there. Krishna said, how that is house? Balaram said, yes, our house is going with us. So Krishna saw from the window, bullock cart has a window. Krishna said, yes, yes, I can see the trees are also moving. Okay, okay, our house is also moving. When you travel from far away, you see trees are also moving. Actually, trees don't move. It's an illusion, but it looks like. So Krishna thought trees are moving, so house must also be moving. So Yashoda laughed. He said, no, no, that's not true. Krishna said, okay, okay, I understood. That's all right. Then next question. Maya, where is Vrindavan? So Yashoda said, Vrindavan is near Yamuna. This time Balaram got astonished. He said, Vrindavan is near Yamuna? Gokul also near Yamuna? Two Yamunas? One in Gokul, one in Vrindavan? Two Yamunas? So Rohini laughed, Yashoda laughed. Maya said, Balaram, Yamuna is only one. The river does not get divided. It's one river all over. Balaram said, I didn't understand this. Krishna said, Dauji, you see just the trees are walking with us? Yamuna is also walking with us. This is Krishna's explanation. Dau said, okay. Yashodama said, no, that's not true. Krishna said, we understood. All right. Then Krishna asked next question. Why are we going to Vrindavan? Why are we shifting to Vrindavan? So Yashoda Maiya said, Krishna, Balram, we are going to Vrindavan because there is bigger playground for you to play there. You can play better. As soon as Krishna Balram heard that the reason whole village is shifting to Vrindavan is so that they can play better, they became very happy. Very happy. They started seeing each other eye to eye, smiling, as if they are planning what are plays they are going to do, what are games they are going to play. So as I was saying, Krishna is very happy when we make a change in our life for Him. When we make a change in our life for His pleasure, that is a proof that we love Him. Krishna is very clever and He wants to have a proof that we love Him. And how will we prove that? By going and telling Him, I love you? That's not sufficient. By taking pain for His pleasure. When we take pain for Krishna's pleasure, that is a clear proof and indication to Krishna that yes, this soul loves me. Otherwise, why will he take pain? Because nobody likes to take pain. And change is painful. Change is painful, uncomfortable. Not convenient. Still, if we make a change in our life for Krishna's pleasure, for spiritual growth, for service to Vaishnavas, if we make a change, then Krishna is pleased. So when Yashoda Maiya told that we are shifting to Vrindavan so that you can play better, Krishna was very happy. So a devotee should be introspective. Introspective means we should look within ourselves. We should ask why to our actions and behavior. Why? And whatever answer we get, we should again ask why to that answer. And whatever answer we get, we should again ask why to that answer. And we keep doing that until we reach either a verse or an anartha. Either it's because of instruction of Guru Sadhu Shastra, I did that activity, or because of some anartha, I did that activity. That's called introspection, honest introspection. Our mind generally rationalizes our behavior. Whatever we want to do or whatever way we behave, we try to find out a rational answer to satisfy our mind that how I am right. But most of the time there is a material attachment or material desire or an anartha which makes us perform that action or behave in a particular way. And unless we introspect, unless we understand our motives, how will we make a change? Change is not what behavior or pattern of behavior we are doing. Change is our motivation. We have to change our attitude. That we serve Krishna purely for His pleasure. I prepare and give class. Why? So that people, these fools, know that I am a scholar. They are very familiar to me. They don't know I am a big pandita. Today after hearing my class, they will know that I am a scholar. So let me memorize some new shlokas which nobody has heard. Let me tell some stories which nobody knows. Or let me tell jokes so that I become popular. And then I get obeisances and garlands and dakshina and followers. But I give a humble class. That class will definitely purify me. But when do I stop this? When do I do it as a service to devotees and deities and Srimad Bhagavatam? So that will only happen when I ask why. Why I am giving a class? Or why I am leading a kirtan? Because today is Sunday and the temple hall is full. And I am a good singer, they will know. Today they will realize such a big singer is in their midst. Such a melodious voice. So much practice and preparation. Monday no, Sunday better. But when will we sing for the deities? So even with that attitude, the singing will purify me, but it will take lots of years. And if we want to do it faster, let's also make a change inside to develop that attitude of service, that I am servant of servant of servant of devotees. Das, 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 anudas. Otherwise, these material motivations and material ambitions, they will get fulfilled and will not get Krishna. So we need to undergo a change. Dhruva Maharaj, when he started doing tapasya, he wanted a kingdom. A big kingdom, bigger than his father Uttanapad's kingdom, bigger than his grandfather Manu's kingdom, bigger than his great grandfather Brahma's kingdom. But after 6 months of tapasya, and he saw Vishnu, he had a change. And he said, this was a mistake that I prayed to Vishnu for a kingdom. He felt guilty. He felt bad. What he did enthusiastically, he felt bad. He underwent a change. And he said, I was looking for a broken piece of glass and I got diamond. So maybe what I am doing today, it looks very nice, enthusiastic, and after 6 months or 6 years, I will feel guilty about it. That I should have done it in more pure way. So should we do it after 6 years or realize it today? Which is better? So a devotee is introspective. So the change Dhruva Maharaj had is because he got added purity. So we can get that purity by our sadhana. By hearing Srimad Bhagavatam and by also being introspective, thinking of our motivations and ambitions. Srila Vyasadeva, he wrote 4 Vedas, 18 Puranas, 108 Upanishads, Vedanta Sutra, so much service. But he was not happy, very despondent. Sad. Imagine the author writing Vedas, Puranas and Upanishad is not happy. How will you be happy reading those books? And today people not reading Vedas, Upanishads, Puranas. Physics, chemistry, biology, mathematics. Will you be happy by that? Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. What happiness is there? Especially when you don't even know the meaning of this. Anybody knows the meaning of this? Nobody. Even our education minister doesn't know the meaning of this. Even google.com, there is no meaning, nobody knows the meaning of this. But still going on. So this is not education. So this Vyasadeva, he wrote this Vedas, Puranas, Upanishads, he was not happy. So Narad Muni visited him, his spiritual master. And Vyasadeva approached him humbly, worshipped him, gave him a raised seat and asked him this question, why I am not happy, even though I wrote such a literature for the welfare of the whole mankind? Vyasadeva didn't write because he wanted to become a famous author. Vyasadeva didn't write because he wanted some royalty or money. Vyasadeva didn't write because he had some publication house or he was getting bored. He wrote for pure service of the mankind. That knowledge people will forget is Kali Yuga. They have low memory, so let me write it down. He didn't write with a material desire or a material attachment. Pure service. But still he was not happy. So he asked Narad Muni, why I am not happy? And out of other things, Narad Muni said, because you have not exclusively glorified Krishna. Because you have not exclusively spoken about pure devotional service. So you write Srimad Bhagavatam only about pure devotional service. Only about Krishna and Krishna's incarnations and his devotees. That will be actual service to the mankind in the future. And Narad Muni shared his own life story and other instructions and left. Next day morning, Vyasadeva didn't start writing. Next day morning, Vyasadeva sat in meditation, remembering the instructions of his spiritual master, reciting the holy names of Krishna. And he had a vision, he had darshan of Krishna. He saw Govind playing flute. Then he saw Krishna's spiritual energies. Then he saw Maya Devi. Saw Krishna's associates. And he saw the living entities taking shelter of Krishna. And he saw Narad Muni also with Govind. And this changed Vyasadeva. He became more mature than he was yesterday. So after hearing instructions of Narad Muni and after personally practicing and realizing Govindev, he became a different person, he changed. And after that change, after that additional maturity in Krishna consciousness, he wrote this Srimad Bhagavatam, which is creating a revolution in the society. So we receive this Srimad Bhagavatam after he underwent a change. So when Vyasadev, who is a perfect personality, can undergo a change and become more perfect, do we have scope? We have lots of scope. And do we have hope it will happen? Yes. Because Srila Prabhupada has given us a perfect process. So in our present maturity, we may perform a devotional activity in a particular way. And when we make a change and we become more mature, the same activity, externally it may appear to be same, but internally it will be performed in a very different way. Like the Goswamis and their followers, they would broom Sevakunj in Vrindavan and tears would glide from their eyes Why tears would glide? Oh my God, back pain. Oh my God, brooming. No, they will see Chintamani Dham. And we also broom and tears come. We can't see, show them. But that's for a different reason. So that's the difference. Srimati Radharani also cooks every day for Krishna. And sadhakas also cook, but there is a difference. And what does Krishna accept? The cooking or the consciousness? The consciousness. So this consciousness, our present consciousness, needs to have a change. So that's austerity, that's tapasya. So this is very essential pastime where all the Brajavasis are ready to undergo that austerity, to take that pain, to change their village address for protecting Krishna. So they go all the way to Vrindavan and make a temporary village. And how they make that temporary village for Krishna's protection? In the center, they have Krishna, Balram, Yashoda, Rohini, Nanda Maharaj staying in the center of the village. Then they have first circle around that, where Nanda Maharaj's brothers are staying. And then they have second circle, where some other senior coward men are staying. Then they have a third circle, where other Brajavasis are staying. Then they have fourth circle. Then there are fifth circle, then there are seventh circle, then eighth, then ninth, then the last circle is all the goshalas, all the cows and calves and bullocks. Then outside there are all pehlwans, all able-bodied coward men with lathis. So Krishna is exact in the center. If an asura has to come, it has to cross all the circles and all the villagers, then it can reach Krishna. That is how they made a village which was not possible in Gokul because it was already established village. They wanted a new place where this security system can be arranged. And I believe Rangana temple, anybody visited Rangana temple? It's like this, seven doors to protect Ranganath. So like this they made circles to protect Krishna Balram in the center. This is their protection. If Krishna even gets one drop of perspiration, Brajavasis will die. That is their love for Krishna. They can't see danger to Krishna. So we'll see in future, Krishna goes from Vrindavan to Nandgaon also for the same purpose, to protect Krishna, to have better facility for Krishna. So this is their service to Krishna. So Krishna is in the center of our life. Whatever we do it for Krishna. If it is not for Krishna or not for his devotees, we don't do, omit. Skip, reject, that's called vairagya. Renounce any such idea or goal or plan or ambition which is not for the pleasure of Krishna, which is unfavorable for our bhakti, pratikul. Even if it is profitable, even if it is comfortable or convenient, but it's unfavorable, not required, we should reject it. Sanatana Goswami had a touchstone, Paras money, and he rejected it. Not required for me. But if something is favorable, even if it is painful, even if it is not comfortable, even if it is not convenient, even if it is not profitable, but I accept it. Because by that I will grow in spiritual life. So focusing our decisions based on whether this will help me to grow or not, one should act in life. her dislike for Krishna. Dhruva Maharaj underwent a change. Vyasadeva underwent a change. King Barishat, we see, underwent a change. In Bhagavatam, we have all these characters. They are undergoing a change. Same person becoming a very different person. So this change is required. This is what this pastime is teaching us. That for Krishna, we should be ready to change. And that will help us. Okay, we will end here. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupad ki jai, Hare Krishna. If there are any comments or questions, you may please ask. Yes, where is mic?
Thank you, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
For a wonderful narration of the Ready for Change. In Janmashtami celebration, it's a comment, no question. In Janmashtami celebrations, I heard this class from you again, last time. So I was just going through my notes once again. But this time, the whole class was on a specific topic, Vrindavan, going to Vrindavan. You added a more relevant points for all sadhakas like me. Thank you very much, Raj. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Hare Krishna. Yes, Abhay.
Thank you for the wonderful class. Because you were mentioning about making change in our life. So most of the time it happens that what we think that doesn't come true or that doesn't happen because we are born with different consciousness, with different mode of material nature. Someone is passionate, someone is in goodness, someone is ignorant. So if I'm gonna imitate someone, he is in satyaguna, I am in passionate. So I'm trying to change myself, accepting something favorable for my bhakti. But it happens that I end up being frustrated. Oh, it doesn't happen. It's not happening with me. So how to see that? Can you just...
So, if we are genuinely trying to change, our sadhana will help us. If we fail or we get frustrated, no problem, we keep trying. Right? Rather than being happy without change, chalta hai, better change. Even if we fail, no problem, we try again. So I'm not saying artificial imitation. Genuinely understanding that this is the next step I can take and make a change in me and become a better devotee, a better person. So let me take that step. That's austerity. So if I fail, fine, I'll try again. If I fail again, I'll try again. If I fail again, I'll try again. Or I seek help and guidance that why I'm failing, maybe I'm missing something. So I seek help from seniors or spiritual master. So no problem, we try. Is that okay?
One more thing, you were saying that accepting discomforts for if it is favorable for us in bhakti. So I've seen people, they accept discomfort to such an extent, they stretch themselves to so much so that they, you know, sometimes it happens that they run away sometimes. You know, like they are quite introvert, they open their heart to the seniors and they keep on accepting the discomforts and they are just out of the box.
Okay, so if somebody like that is in front of you, we should go and speak and help them. So if somebody is introvert and uncomfortable and missing his sadhana, we should go and take care of a person before he runs away. That is not good. So if we come across some person like that, we should go and give a helping hand. If we observe but we can't give a helping hand, we should report to somebody who can give a helping hand. Right? So we have devotees in our ashram with all different kind of psychologies. Some are introvert, they can't ask what they need, so they manage, but that is too much for them to manage. So instead of manage, they get damage. So then we should repair. We should repair the damage. We should give a helping hand to somebody. We should take care of others. That's very important. Right? Okay. Adbhut Hari Prabhu, you wanted to... Yeah, can you take the mic to Adbhut Hari Prabhu?
Hare Krishna. There are some pastimes in Gokul that are not in Golok. So I was just wondering if that shifting from one place to another, it's something peculiar for Gokul, it's not there in Golok, or do you maybe know something about it? Is it happening in Golok Vrindavan also, that shifting, or they're fixed?
Oh, okay. No. There is no going from Gokul to Vrindavan in Golok. Krishna is eternally residing there in Nandabhavan. Yeah. There is no Damodar Leela also in Golok. There is no Putana or Trinavrat in Golok. No trees are falling there. Okay.
Yeah. Bhaji, Hare Krishna.
Next, yes, Haldar Kripapu.
Bhaji, you said this wonderful point that we have tendency to rationalize our behavior. We rationalize our activity with reasons that how what I am doing is right. So you said for that we should be introspective. So I'm just asking this question. Okay, we know that why this is happening, that why we are rationalizing our activity, that I am right, because we are not introspective. But I'm asking, from where this come, what is the root of this, that what we prove that what I did is right, whether it is philosophical or practical seva or whatever, from where it comes, this tendency?
Okay, so there is a very complex psychology behind this. The complex psychology is that I want to do sense gratification, but I want to, in my own eyes, be a good devotee. So in my own eyes, I want to set an example that I am a good devotee. So there should not be any event in my life which, if I judge myself, I'll give less marks. So I want to do sense gratification, but I want 100 marks. So we rationalize our sense gratification so that I prove to myself that I am still a good devotee. Right? So one is rationalization to somebody who is exposed to our sense gratification. But those events are 1% of 100%. That's not always true. So most of the time rationalization is that when I judge my character, I should get 100 marks. But I have done this. So I have to rationalize this so that my mind is peaceful doing sense gratification. So I know what is right and I want to do wrong. So let me prove to my mind that this wrong is actually not wrong. It is right. So that I can comfortably do it and I have a good sleep also. If you don't rationalize, you will not get sleep at night because your mind will pinch you. Why did you do this? Right? And then it also creates a defense system that if somebody comes to know about my sense gratification, I already had a plan which I will share. How I rationalize to myself, I'll tell to the same excuse I'll give to others. So it's a very complex psychology of we trying to be good in our eyes. So there's no guilt inside. Because if there's guilt inside, then you'll not enjoy that sense object. You're with me? So those who have bad habits, at that moment they enjoy. But afterwards they get guilt. But now they need to come out of that guilt. So they have to rationalize. It happened because of circumstances. It will gradually go away. Oh, that senior devotee also used to do that. Right? So then we come out of the guilt. The next day again that bad habit creeps in. So again we do, and again that guilt is there. Now again we need to rationalize this so that we can sleep peacefully or go ahead peacefully. So our mind is like that. Rascal. So the only solution is neglect the mind. We have to neglect this mind. We just have to follow this regulative principles, rules and regulations. We have to neglect this rationalization. Right? Okay? Hare Krishna. Yeah. Hare Krishna. Yes, Sundar Chaitra.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much for the class. With this changing, it's my experience that it becomes easier in some favorable association, but then generally because of our own, we don't take care of that association, or we don't take advantage of that association, or some favorable association is not there. So then in such situation, how we actually apply for that change?
Yeah, so we have examples in scriptures where change have occurred even in very difficult situations. In fact, difficult situations become an impetus, much bigger impetus for change. Like somebody is trying to kill you. You will change, henceforth your security system will change whole life. Or this pandemic. Now everybody has changed out of fear. And even when the pandemic ends, some behavior will be changed. I think at least washing hands will be there. Or not eating bats will be there. I mean, right? So, even difficult situations, changes are possible. In fact, they are impetus for changes. Right? So, but yeah, your point is correct. Somebody may be so weak that he is not able to work on himself. So he should take help. He should seek favorable association. And any devotee who has something better than me is a favorable association for me. We should not define favorable association that some Saktyavesh avatar will come down and then only it will happen. Any person who is senior to me, better than me, has at least one parameter better than me, can help me in that parameter to change. Right? And one change in our life will connect to many other changes in my life. Right? Like once somebody who is not used to get up early gets up early, so many things will change in his day. Right? And those who all chant 16 rounds after morning Mangal Aarti, imagine you chant 4 rounds before and 12 rounds after. Many things will change in the day. Right? One change can give lots of changes. So, we should seek out that association. And if somebody is sitting in desert of Africa, he has no association, books are there. Books he should keep reading and chanting. Paramatma is there in the heart, Chaitya Guru. He will inspire that change. So in general, we are fortunate to be in association of ISKCON devotees, staying in ISKCON or connected to ISKCON. So we have that association. So we should do that. We should not be lazy to avoid that. So yeah, I would say even challenging circumstances give us lots of change. In fact, my observation and experience is everything comfortable doesn't make you change. Only when some challenges are there, formidable challenges, you undergo a bigger change. Kunti Maharan is praying for that. More distress so that she is attached to Krishna. Even Gajendra, he changed himself and started becoming depending on Krishna rather than his own strength after he had a challenge. Otherwise he was enjoying life as the king of elephants. Right? So many examples are there. So challenging circumstances are helpful. So if such a thing is there, a devotee can change. Okay? Yes, Sharat.
Hare Krishna Guruji. Thank you very much for the very wonderful class.
Hare Krishna.
Somebody has said rightly that change is the only constant thing in this world. Surprisingly, the irony is that people are ready to change external situations. They think that external situations changing my job profile if I am not satisfied, or changing, you know, external dresses, whatever, can, you know, give me. So in the beginning of your session, you were telling about, you know, when we are in a meeting, right? There was only one meeting which held, bring out a change, you know, for all the Vrajavasis to change from Gokul to Vrindavan. So, because everyone is not in sync, everyone is, you know, in their own, you know, decisions that, okay, I am right. And as you were said very nicely to Haldar Kripa Prabhu's question, and he was also asking that we have a tendency to rationalize that I am right. So in situations, I am ready to change, but then when I see that when I change, nobody else is changing. So there is no inspiration for me to survive that change. So then there is a feeling that then I should revert back to what I was before, because there is no inspiration for my change that is happening. So how to, you know, bring that inspiration that even though nobody changes, but still I have to change, to bring out a change within me. And that's how, you know, the change will come in the outside world. But that inspiration is not there only, because nobody is changing.
So, well, when we actually change, we realize others don't need to change. Before my change, I thought others need to change. So the purpose of change is to realize that others don't need to change. So it starts with, I am right, he is wrong. Then it comes to, I am right, he may also be right. Then it comes to, I am wrong and he is right. So I need to change, he doesn't need to change. That's maturity, that's Uttam Adhikari. Uttam Adhikari will not see like that, right? It's like that. So we change not for the purpose, with this purpose. We change and we see the world in a different way. And by seeing our change, if somebody is inspired for his change, that's nice. If not, then we have to give time. We took time to change, but as soon as we change, we lost patience. No, he should immediately change. No, he will take more time to change. Right? But yeah, in maturity, we have to come to the stage that he doesn't need change, I need change. That's humility, that's Vaishnava. Okay?
Because, you know, that's why, you know, it takes longer time to decide, basically. Because everyone sticks to their own decisions.
Yeah, still so things happen, you know. Don't worry. Still things happen. Janmashtami happened, marathon happened, GBC meetings happen. At least we decide when the next meeting happens, so that's good. Still things happen. So the whole point is not just performance. The whole point is, okay, some service is being done. Actually, more can happen. That's there. Some service is being done. We gradually grow. When the whole community is growing together, it takes more lot time. If there are 10 people walking, their speed will be equal to the lowest speed, not the highest speed. Otherwise, they have to leave somebody behind. You are with me? So, the lowest speed is the speed of the group. Not the highest speed is the speed of the group. So when we are with others, we go along. And we use that opportunity to change ourselves and become a better devotee. So whatever experience you have in a meeting where there are different psychologies and different decisions, we should use all this to make ourselves a better devotee. So if everybody is in sync, you learn how to cooperate and serve. If everybody is not in sync, you learn how to be humble and tolerant, and both will help you in growth in spiritual life. Right? And both are required to grow spiritually. So it's anyway beneficial for us. Whatever happens around us, whatever circumstances happen, they are made in such a way that you grow spiritually. So if we fail to grow, then we have to work on ourselves. So there is no negative or positive, it's all positive. It's only for my spiritual growth. So we have to know that. The whole universe wants you to go back home, back to God. So things are arranged like that around you. All the 33 crore demigods want you to go back home, back to Godhead. So things are arranged according to you. So whatever happens around you, how you respond to it will decide whether you grow spiritually or not. So if favorable things are there, a person can still fall down because his response may be pride. And unfavorable things are there, a person can still grow because his response is tolerance and humility. Right? So how we respond to it will determine spiritual growth. So everything is good. We just have to respond to it. Okay?
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Prabhu, you are talking about bringing change in consciousness while doing service. But we see that consciousness is a symptom of soul. And we are currently on mental platform. So, and mind is inferior to soul. So how we can, from that platform, we can bring a change in consciousness?
This will take 1 hour. So the basic philosophy behind this is that if I act on bodily platform or mental platform, how can a change occur in my consciousness or on spiritual status? So this question is asked by Parikshit Maharaj to Sukadeva Goswami in Bhagavatam, 10th canto. And Sukadeva Goswami, when he answered, he said same question was asked by Narad Muni to Nar Narayan Rishi. So I will answer that. So when Nar Narayan Rishi was answering, he said same question was asked once in Janalok by somebody to four Kumaras. And when four Kumaras were answering, they said same question was asked in some other event. So this is not a new question. It's going in parampara. So in essence, I will tell you, just like a staircase, it can go up also, it can go down also. In the same way, this body and this mind, it can go down also in animal species by performing some karmas, and it can be used in such a way it can go up also to transcendence. That's the essence. So this Vedas and the transcendental sound has so much power that even if our tongue, which is material, chants transcendental sound, and a material sound wave comes out and goes into our ear, still it can purify us and elevate us to higher consciousness. So that's the whole crux of that chapter. That with material body, material sound, we can go to higher consciousness. That potency is put in the sound. Krishna has put that potency in the sound. That's why it's possible. Like a small object can invoke anger in us. Right? If a toy is there and it's broken, a person can become extremely angry because his attachment is broken. So a material object which is lower to the mind can invoke and change the state of the mind. Similarly, this body and mind can perform certain karma, certain activities which can change the state of consciousness. You're with me? Like he is junior to you, but he can change your mind. If he slaps you or gives you a flower, in both the case either you'll be angry or joyful. Right? So when something down can change up, so this can also change more up. So that's the crux of that chapter. Okay? You are okay? It's possible. It's possible because Krishna has put that potency in the sound. But it's, as I said, very complex. If you read that chapter, you will enjoy. Yes. Wait, yeah.
Sorry.
Start again.
Prabhuji, by following the principles, accepting which is favorable in Krishna consciousness and reject those things which are unfavorable in Krishna consciousness. But I feel, what are my point of view, that if there is favorable situation, I don't realize that when the extreme, the favor is extreme, or the, or we can say immediate pleasure. By, suppose we take the example of reading Srila Prabhupada books, and if there is, I feel bored, then immediately I will change that subject and go to some other. And in pratikul, if I don't realize the extreme pain, then it is very difficult to reject those things. So these things happens, but these are wrongs, I know also, but changing is difficult, I feel. So how I should motivate myself or take motivation from other source, I guess.
What is your good name?
Avinash Kumar Sahu.
Avinash. Since how many years you are practicing? Since how many years you are practicing Krishna consciousness?
Yes, yes, yes.
Since how many years?
From 2014 last.
Okay. So no problem. If it doesn't happen this life, next life you do. Nice bhakti. No problem.
Sorry.
Huh? Is that okay?
No.
So this is the motivation. This life you want to go back home, back to Godhead? Then change. You want the motivation? This is the motivation. Next life bhakti karega? Next life nahi karega? Avinash, you're getting me?
Yes, yes.
The motivation is this life I want to go back home, back to Godhead. So let me make a change. Otherwise, next life. Dog, cat, donkey, monkey, or coronavirus, so many options are there. So this is the motivation. This life I want to go back home, back to God. So let me make a change. Let me tolerate. Let me do. Let me take austerities. But yeah, at this stage, if you feel one particular service cannot do long term, you do some other service and divide your day in that way. That's fine. Just be with nice devotees. If you are in good association, then even boring service is interesting. And if you are not in good association, then even interesting service becomes boring. If you are in good association, difficult service looks easy. If you are not in good association, easy looks difficult. So have nice friends, nice devotee friends. Then everything will be fine. Otherwise, next life, no problem, don't worry. Okay?
Okay, thank you,
Avinash. Hare Krishna. All the best. Okay. Okay.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you for a very introspective class. Actually Prabhuji, many times when we ourselves commit mistakes, so that time we become a lawyer. And when others, when we see someone else is committing mistake, that time we become judge. Like we start judging devotees, like criticizing devotees. Like, so many times also we heard some lectures ki how when we hear some lecture ki we should not criticize devotee, that time we get a lot of inspiration and we say, yeah, really we are having that disease. But after some time, like, again same thing starts happening, like we start seeing mistakes in devotees. So how to come out from this disease?
Okay, I'll give you two-step answer. Is that okay? First step is ask the same question. Instead of we, you use I. Can you? Go ahead. You got my point? You ask the question using W-E-V many times.
Yeah.
Can we do like this, we become lawyer, we become judge. Yeah. So you use I and ask the same question. That's the first change required, because your question includes the same mistake which you are talking about. You are judging others already. When you say can, when you say we become lawyers, we become judge, you already judge others, na, in the question. Right? So first step is, you ask the same question with I.
Yeah, I'm talking about me only, Prabhuji. Like, I do like this.
Yeah, so you ask the question again.
So, many times, Prabhuji, when I commit mistakes, so that time I become lawyers. And when I see ki some other devotees are committing mistakes, that time I become a judge. Like, and when I hear lectures, like how one should not criticize devotees, how when somebody is committing some mistakes, so that time I should see ki maybe he is right, I am wrong. Whatever three options you told, na? So that option also comes in mind. But after some time, we try, but we see ki after like couple of days, same Ooh, things.
After some time?
But same things start happening. Then how should I come out from this disease? Like?
Okay, let's clap for him. Very nice. So step one, you did very nice. Step two, repeat step one. We have to start understanding that I need improvement. Right? So this whole judgment comes out of that. Judgment, being judgmental, is actually the root cause is envy. That's if I judge others on some parameters and it proves that they are low, then I'll be better. So instead of making myself better, I make somebody lower. Automatically I'll become better. So this whole root is envy. Right? So this comparison is not good. So we need to practice that I am the one who is in problem, not others others are also part of that problem. Right? So we need to have a broad intelligence and consciousness to accept that even if I observe fault in others, it's okay. They are still Vaishnavas and I should accept them because they are continuing to struggle. They are continuing to struggle in their life, in their sadhana. So it's okay to do mistakes. Right? There may be some reason behind it which I don't know. So let me give benefit of doubt. So he is a genuine, sincere person and he has limitations and weaknesses and he is doing sadhana, he will improve. We should have faith that the process will work on him. So he will become a better devotee. So we should not judge others. There is a different story in everybody's life. We don't know. Right? So if you see somebody with a gun, he may be a soldier or he may be a thief. Immediately we should not jump to conclusions. Right? So we need to have a broader intelligence that devotees around us have a different story we don't know. So even if I see imperfections, I should give them benefit. So this comes by maturity. Even Krishna says, what is that verse? Api se suduracharo? You know that verse? Oh yeah. Krishna says, such a person who does a mistake, I consider him a sadhu. Who are you not to consider him a sadhu? Okay. Krishna can judge. He is allowed. And he says, my judgment is he is a sadhu. We should not judge, but still if you want to judge, accept Krishna's judgment first. So Krishna says he is a sadhu, who am I to say he is not a sadhu? Right? So being judgmental is not a very good for our relationships. So we should accept devotees as it is. Right? Don't compare mango and karela, both are required. There is mango devotee, Karela devotee, both are required. And both are pure devotees. But both give different experience to me. That's okay. Right? Okay? We'll end here. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.
Shri Gokuleshwar Prabhu ki jai.